Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
So saam met ons in die ateljee vandag. Lekker om 'n bietjie hier te hê. Ek ken hom eintlik al langer as wat ek dink.
Nou dat ek of wat jy besef het.
Of wat ek besef het.
Ja.
Michael Naranjo. Saam met ons. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Ek doen baie goed. Baie dankie vir die invitation dat ek weer kan kom as
kry. Afrikaans is baie delicious.
Ek gaan probeer, maar gaan 'n bietjie van 'n mengsel wees.
Ja.
Dis fyn, ons meng dit ook. Hulle raas met ons, maar ons mag nie met jou raas nie.
Ah, dankie vader. Ek is 'n liedjie skrywer, so ek kan...
Kan ons nie vir Frans wat kry dat hy bietjie vir Michael ook uittrap nie?
Nee, maar dan gaan Michael nooit meer wil Afrikaans praat nie.
Dis waar,
so,
man.
Kom ons nurse sy Afrikaans.
Okay,
ek gaan my bes probeer.
Hoorie, maar kom ons begin gaan by die begin, Michael. Ja. Kom ek nou agter, toe ons begin het op Campus Radio, wel, toe ek begin het op Campus Radio, was jy in 'n band.
Ja, dis reg.
Baie populaire Suid-Afrikaanse band.
Dis correct.
Genaamd One Day Remains.
Dis waar.
En julle ouens het uitgerook and roll.
Ons het baie gerook and roll. Ons was ook op ons daar baie, jy weet, as jy niets en so iets groots inloop. Ons was 'n bar band vir baie jaar. Ons het,
yeah.
ons het baie dinge gedoen in die Kaap en toe ons Johannesburg gekom het en die deel gesign en One Day Remains het toe begin en die liedjies het begin drop. En hulle was 'n bietjie bang vir die swaar heavy rock. Want dit kan nie op radio regtig gespeel word nie. Dit is nie eintlik kommersieel vir radio nie, ons verstaan dit. Maar daar was ander liedjies wat baie goed gedoen het op radio. Dit was meer kommersiële liedjies. So dit was moeilik vir die band om selfs miskien by metal of rock festival of 'n festival speel, want ons het 'n liedjie wat nie rock was nie, wat baie goed gedoen het op 'n ander radiostasie.
Ja.
En toe die liedjie gekies was vir die Tri Nations Supersport
die rugby liekie,
ja, die rugby in 2008. Hulle het 'n liedjie gaan haal wat ons uitgegooi het.
En, wow.
Ja, en toe sit hulle sê, okay, that song we're actually going to bring it back into the catalog and release it on the album because Supersport nice. Took the song. En ek onthou, John Smith was die kaptein in die tyd en ons het die Tri Nations mooi gewen. Brian was in die ad, maar die never said that. Daar ding het verrot op die TV gespeel. En
dus lekker ons, royalties.
Ja, maar ja. Ja, maar dit was dit, hoopelik dit, ek glo dit het 'n impak gemaak.
Ja.
Maar die rede wat ek geskryf het vir die liedjie Never Say Die was eintlik nie vir die rugby nie, maar dit is 'n liedjie van hoop en om sterk te wees in 'n geveg wat moeilik is.
Ja, dit werk.
Werk vir die ragas, ja.
Yes.
Ja. Hoorie, maar so gepraat nou van daai tyd. Dit was, ja, daar is nie baie radiostasies wat daai rock muziek en die alternative en die metal gejol het nie.
Ja.
Dit was maar Campus Radio wat meestal so 'n bietjie alternatief was.
Ja.
Maar daar was 'n baie groot rock scene destyds.
Heeltemal.
Jy dink aan bands soos regdeur Cunning Jade, De Niro,
ja.
Voete na dans, ja. Straatligkinders. Ons praat van die hele ek meen Glaskas, ja. Hele paar bands.
Die man het gejam.
Baie ons het gespeel, maar daar was ook baie geleentheid vir ons om by plekke te speel. Die plek het nou baie, die wêreld het verander nou, soos wat ons ken, jy weet. So, die feit dat ek nou is besig om die Wonder Remains ding weer te explore, was, it was a little bit of an accident, because I really moved away from what was Wonder Remains. It became something else, but anyway,
ons wil nou by daai accident uitkom. Ons wil kyk of daar accidents op die paaie is.
Well done, Nini. Oasis met Wonderwall, groot FM 90.5. Ja, die twee broers, ons praat nou so van die lig af met Michael daaroor. Hoe cool is dit dat die Gallagher broers nou besluit het, okay, we're going to put our differences aside and we're going to bring back Oasis.
Absolutely. I think if anybody has traveled to the UK, it's such a small island, but you can only, if you travel 50 kilometers one way or maybe 100 the other way, the dialect changes. And when I was there for about 6 months doing sound rigging and video warning for other shows, I remember going to Manchester and Liverpool and all this
Liverpool.
Liverpool, they talk very differently, and the thing is, the Gallagher brothers, their nature, if you don't know Manchester, if you don't know the rhythm of their ethnicity and their background, It may come across arrogant, but they're actually not. That's just how they are. Extremely honest. They're extremely honest. And they're just, I love the attitude. It's just great that they're back together again.
And I was laughing so hard because when the announcement came through, I scrolled through TikTok, there were thousands of middle-aged men, going back to, the time when they got the jackets and the whole look, and, they started speaking differently to their wives in those accents, and, I started singing Wonderwall again and stuff. So I was so excited.
Listen, it's wonderful. It's really a good thing. A lot of people also tend to criticize something they don't understand. It's not easy to be in a position, whether you're starting off as an artist or a band, or if you're at their level. There's so many other things that people aren't aware of. So I'm really glad that they get to come back and don't hold music away from people that love the music. Like Guns N' Roses, I love them, but there's so many years that discrepancies and things and attorneys and lawyers didn't allow them to really get into a room together. For me, that is a sense of music that never got made. More than anything else.
And that went lost.
Yeah, it gets lost in the industry, unfortunately. And the industry has a way to kind of put unnecessary pressure on the creatives that actually are trying to put it together. But it's good. Hopefully everybody will learn to work hand in hand.
Hulle sê mos, moenie in besigheid ingaan saam met familie nie.
Yeah.
Because it's bound to happen. And it happened, but luckily they sorted it out now and they can come on with their plan,
Yeah, but I didn't think that they thought that it was ever going to be that big. If you listen to, we're talking about the Gallagher brothers, but it's fine. But I must admit, they're a special group of people. I'm just glad that they're back. I'm glad. Yeah.
Well, going back to you,
thank you.
One of the listeners says he listens to Never Say Die every single day.
Wow.
The song is so deep and meaningful to him.
That means a lot. Is there a name?
Heinrich.
No. Heinrich. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. That, it means a lot to a lot of people. If you want, I can elaborate on that. Yeah. I've been getting a lot of messages, especially when I started coming back with the music. And a lot of people, when I arrive at the venue, they see that it's a Naranjo situation. But then they recognize me from back in the day with Wonder Remains, what's happening. And honestly, it fell apart in 2012. It just didn't get the momentum it deserved, to be honest. So much good music and so much good rapport. I must say, we blew a lot of opportunities when we were younger. We made a lot of mistakes, like a lot of us do make. A lot of copyright infringement, a lot of things that I wasn't aware of.
Stoke Michael.
Yeah, it was by Stoke Mom. I'm in the process of building bridges. I've been given a second chance to life. Life is very important. I've lost a few friends, including our roadie that was very important to us, Richard Al Green. We had him as Curly Pops in our band. He passed away, took his life about 2 years ago, and that crushed me. That crushed me completely. And more started happening, and coming to the messages I've been receiving in my social media, a lot of people speak about Wonder Remains mainly because of what it stood for, I think, which is really something that reminded me how it started. And we were doing schools. We used to go to schools, and then if they wanted to see the band, they can come and see us at Friday nights at our youth group, and then Sunday nights we do worship.
Wow.
But we would do heavy worship, like Creed would sound like, but it's heavy worship. And then we got picked up. We did the rock and roll thing, and it really lost its, I would say, it's coarse. And that is entirely my mistake. And I say it as a mistake because sometimes things aren't, there are roads we are not meant to take, really.
So you can't say that and not elaborate.
Well,
my next question, sorry for interrupting
you. Go for it.
I was going to ask, was it a situation where the rock scene kind of fell flat? And you weren't getting airplay, and you decided to go a different route with your music, or was it something that happened internally?
I think what happens is when you're at a certain level in the music industry, there are certain demands that are put upon you to fulfill. If you don't, then the chances of you losing your place in the stream of promotion of your music and the growing of your career, it can slip very easy off the wayline if a radio station doesn't pick up your song on the third single. Back in the day, in those days, if by the third song a radio didn't pick up your song, normally a label will say thank you, but it's been a great journey, but we're just not getting anywhere, you know. And then you kind of get dropped from a label and then you try again somewhere else. In our case, my case, it was a bit sudden. It was shortly after Coke Zero Fest, 2009. A lot of the Wonder Remain fans and family know this. In 2009, I was shot and hijacked in Primrose. I was shot 3 times, once through the hand, my arm, and very near to my groin. And that kind of ended the, you know, I was the front man. After that situation, I was kind of really afraid to go into public. I didn't realize that I had
trauma.
Yeah. I only went for help about 3 or 4 years ago for that kind of help. I do recommend if anybody is suffering from trauma, or if anybody is suffering, they should not minimize it. It can be like a little mouse in the corner of the kitchen, gives you a fright and you're jumping on a table. That can cause a serious traumatic event in your life without you even knowing it. So the rest of your life and your decision making is based on that little mouse that you got a fright from, that actually we have dominion over. But when trauma like that happens and we don't fix it, that blotch becomes bigger within the neurosensors up in your mind and your cognitive functions. So what happens over time, if you don't go and get help, if you don't try and resuscitate the spirit being in a right professional way, with the right support, it could be devastating. And a lot of the times it could lead you to suicide. In my case, I've struggled with that for many years, not knowing that I had ADHD, not knowing that I was dyslexic. I had all the D's that you can think of. And on top of it, they diagnosed me with severe PTSD. I was only at 23% cognitive function. I couldn't speak. I couldn't function, make music, which was my friend for many years. I couldn't be a family guy anymore. I struggled to be a husband back in the day. It cost me my family. It cost me my marriage. It cost me lives of 4 human beings that I love very much. And I say love because they'll always be my heart. And I had to make a change very quickly. It took me 2 years to at least feel like I'm back on the road. But I do not feel strong enough to do this by myself. I do need accountability. I do have people around me that support me. I have moments where I crash. I still have tremors at night. I still have PTSD, things that happen to me that I get assistance from my partner. She helps me. It doesn't matter what time the clock is at night. So with all the excitement of the music, all the excitement of what people can remember, the fact of me trying to do this again, it's a little bit crazy, but I do believe God has a purpose that I need to walk this road. Because the message...
part of your healing journey.
It's part of the healing journey, but I do believe it's part of a calling on my life. Yes. Is to help people, let them realize that even the bad moments are temporary. Mm. So good and bad moments will come and go. So when it's hard times, that's where I feel the music of One Day Remains has a lot of meaning. The song Never Say Die comes from that. I had an experience where... the Holy Spirit just told me in a really rough situation that you can go ahead with this, but if you do go ahead with this, we won't see you. We will not be able to receive you. And that hit me harder than you could ever imagine, because we are responsible for our lives, never mind the lives of everyone around us, but our lives. Because if we are not, you know, in a place... we can go to church and be blue in the face, or we can go to help and get blue in the face. We can be with professionals for years and never really do anything with our lives unless we do something physically. And most of the times, the things that we are running away from is the very thing that we need to be facing.
Wow.
Now, with a song like that, with the energy of the band of One Day Remains, the minute I announced it, the minute I said I'm releasing them, so many fans wanted the first demo before we got signed. So we've launched that demo through Next Music. It was the record that got us signed to a label that became One Day Remains what it was. Then there was a record after that called Saints and Sinners. It was a double record. First record is a commercial one because I knew there was a commercial market in our band. But the heavy one was also very well received. So I had that. So the one disc was called Saints and the heavy disc was called Sinners. Then what happened? We were going to try and record one more go, give it a last go. That never happened. Fell through, but at least I had all the pre-production. That record is called Slave New World. And it's currently the narrative of the world where it is right now.
Well, let's delve into that in the next segment. But getting us to half past, would you mind playing us a little something? Giving us a little song there, a little Naranjo magic, if you will?
Yes, sir.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing, by the way.
Yeah, very powerful, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got so many people who love you. So lekker om jou stem op die radio te hoor en te weet ons kon jou ontmoet, Trompie en Sandra.
They
say love you, Michael.
Great, thank you. I can't wait to see you guys again.
So what are you going to play for us?
Well, I haven't had anything in mind.
Yeah, until now.
I do, to be honest, I do feel that that is the best way to do something. Sometimes just to be a little bit unprepared, but it is a song called Can't Rain All the Time. It was released a couple of weeks ago. It's about second chances.
Let's go.
You took what you needed from me. Just take a look in the mirror now. Do you like what you see? But doesn't it make you sick somehow? And everyone stumbles once in a while. Everyone needs a break sometime, but I know for sure it can't rain all the time. But I know for sure it can't rain all the time. The lies that you made yourself believe, you never knowing what you want. Knife in my back, it's getting heavy. Why don't you just push it in deeper now? And everyone stumbles once in a while. And everyone needs a break sometime. But I know for sure it can't rain all the time. But I know for sure it can't rain. You made yourself believe, and never knowing what you want. This knife in my back, it's getting heavy. Why don't you just push it in deeper now? And everyone stumbles once in a while, and everyone needs a break sometime. But I know for sure it can't rain all the time. Everyone stumbles once in a while, and everyone needs a break sometime. But I know for sure it can't rain all the time. But I know for sure it can't rain all the time.
Dames en heren, Michael Naranjo, saam met ons op die groot trek vanmiddag, nou nog saam met ons, Michael Naranjo saam met ons, en as jy my nennie se ages, dan sal jy hom onthou van a band genaamd One Day Remains. Yes, ons het gejam hoor. klip.
Ja.
16 years ago.
Dude, can you believe it's been that long, eh?
You know what?
Life happens so quickly. Me and Nina spoke about it the other day.
It's so quick.
Yeah. She has to start deciding what she's going to do for Christmas already.
My word. Yeah. Already that time of
year. She's the minister of Christmas in her house.
Oh.
But we need to get to the accidental path of remastering your music.
Mm. Yes.
But this is a short segment. So can you play us another song live?
Alici.
Yes, I can.
Alici?
Yeah.
Maar wat beteken hierdie liedjie vir jou en wat is dit wat jy vir ons gaan sing? En dan kom ons terug en dan vertel jy vir ons 'n mooi story. Want jou stories is so mooi, jy vertel dit so goed.
Ag, dis baie gaaf.
Maybe it's time for a book.
Ooh.
Huh?
Bro, somebody's gonna write it. I'm dyslexic.
It's tough. You can it's called a ghostwriter. We'll sort it out.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I could use, yeah, she's great at the typing thing, so that could help.
Fantastic. What are you going to play, Mike?
Okay, this song is called It All Comes Down to You. It's a song that has the aesthetic of the kind of music that my father grew up listening to and played. He was an Argentine from Mendoza, and my mom was from Uruguay in South America.
Mm.
And so my after my dad's passing, I could never really perform the song. Obviously, I was very close to the song. But my father told me, try and make a song that you're not screaming, please. Just at least one for your father.
Oh, shame.
So I took his chord structures and I did something. And this is the song that's called It All Comes Down to You. And I secretly, in the original demo, recorded him without him knowing.
Oh, wow.
He just closed his eyes and he played. And then I just cut him in. And then I was able to play it for him. He heard it before he passed. And now I was able to re-record it. First time I was able to get away from the recording, it was quite a sweet and sour feeling, I must say. It was not easy. But I was able to redo it. I released it now, so it is available on social media. It's called It All Comes Down to You.
Fantastic.
I need you more than the sun needs the day. I need you more than the desert needs the rain. I need you more than you would ever know. 'Cause it all comes down. You smile, it's in the way you move. I want every piece, I want every piece of you. I need you more than you would ever know, 'cause it all comes down to. It all comes down. Tú sos una bella, tú sos como una flor. Tú me traes alegría, no hay nadie más como vos. I need you more than you would ever know. 'Cause it all comes down to you. It all comes down to you. Yeah, it all comes down. Una vuelta hermosa. It all comes down to.
to you.
Dames en heren, Michael Naranjo. It all comes down to you.
I love that South American chord structure. I love it so much.
Thank you.
Michael,
it.
Do you see that face?
Yeah, she looks really happy.
Do you see Nina's face?
I love it. I love it so much.
She loves it when you speak foreign.
So where on social media can I go find this?
You can type in Naranjo. It all comes down to you.
Yeah.
And it's available on Spotify, on all digital platforms, YouTube.
Quick question about the song.
Yes.
Did you overproduce it or did you just keep it nice and acoustic?
I kept it just acoustic.
Love it. So happy for that.
With I would say, a Latin American sort of very like laid back drums, bass, very chilled. Everything in the back. And the same essence.
Nice and tucked away.
Wow. Yeah, I kept it the way my dad would want it.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to complain from someone else.
Well, I know what Nini is listening on the way home today. So
it all comes down to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Nog saam met Michael Naranjo net hierna. Dis 'n groot trek saam met Doopy en Nina. Michael Naranjo saam met ons vandag. En hy het bietjie kom kuier en stories vertel.
Ja, and I think the interview, I think God took it a whole other way than what we planned. Because you actually, but I love it when he does that, because there's so much power in it. But you are here because you remastered some of your biggest hits.
Yeah.
And you say that it happened accidentally.
Yeah, it did happen accidentally. I was busy revisiting some of the songs that had done well in my career, from Going Nowhere Slowly to The Need, and that song appeared on One Day Remains, and I was able to do new songs. That's going to come out on a new album called Love and Liberty. But having said that, while I was busy doing that, the Never Say Die thing started happening with people asking me about One Day Remains. And I obviously, you know, once you sign to a record label, that song is no longer, you know,
your property.
So I kind of did what Taylor Swift did, and I just
re-recorded everything.
I re-recorded everything, revisited it. I wanted to personally see if I could envelop that space again, because I used to be very angry before. and I'm not that angry now anymore, but there is something to music that pertains to battle and warfare, as well as there's room for praise and worship, there's room for Christian contemporary music and crossover, but there's also room for music that doesn't necessarily have to have or directed to a certain group, but a majority of people that will possibly be struggling with something. And I think especially the last 3 to 4 years, the mental health situation has increased drastically, especially amongst the artists and students.
Especially post-COVID, eh?
Correct. Mm. Having said that, I then revisited the song, redid it, and I was so afraid to let it out, because how do you repaint a Mona Lisa? If, you know, I'm not saying that One Day Remains was the song had that kind of impact, but it was people, you know, when you see something, then it kind of, or you hear something, you kind of familiarize yourself with it. And luckily, I've sent it out to a few of, I know, serious One Day Remain fans, and just by them hearing it, they love the new version. I refrained from screaming like I used to.
Less angry.
It's less angry. I remember one of my childhood heroes on radio. I was able to play a show somewhere in Edenvale, back then The Doors. And
you're talking about Bernardes?
No, I'm talking about Barney Simon, actually.
That's his name, Bernardes Simon.
Yes, right. Yes. It's jammer, verskoon my. Ek voel nou so simpel. Ay, ek raak nou uit, dis al die grys. Maar nou, hy het reg na my toe gekom en sê, listen, your band's great, I love it, but please stop screaming.
Barney
told me, stop shouting. And I'm like, why?
Because his catchphrase was always, if it's too loud, you're too old.
I told him that, and you know what he said? He's like, no, that being loud is not the issue. He said, your music already is so powerful. You don't need to scream. He said, you've got a great singing voice. And you know what? Since then, I took that advice, and it actually has helped my career.
Wow.
So one day, wow, hopefully I'll get to see the young man again and say, hey, I stopped screaming. I hope you can, oh, you know, enjoy. But yeah, that this is how Wonder Man started again. I sent it out to some people, and they absolutely loved it. And I started touching base with some of the old players back in the day. Some of the other players, we don't really connect anymore. Obviously, you know, some things sometimes don't work out, and you go separate ways. It's probably maybe best sometimes that those things happen. But I would love to at some point, you know, even the relationships that have been hurt through Wonder Remains and within Wonder Remains, I hope that I'll be more than glad to reopen the narrative with even the past cast or somewhere where I may have, you know, really messed up, because I'm not perfect, and nobody isn't. But we try and just fix things. I think it's rather important than anything else, remembering what Wonder Remains really was about. More than, it's bigger than me, to be honest. Yeah. Wonder Remains and the message it brings, it's really bigger than me. I hope and pray that one day, once the good Lord needs my company, that somebody else will climb in and sing Wonder Remains songs. It's an open ministry. It's not really a band anymore. It's more of a ministry. Would love to get into schools. I'd love to get into situations where we could help young people, especially not do the same mistakes that I did, and I made many. And also just help people find themselves. You know, Wonder Remains had such an amazing audience. Every time we went to play somewhere, we would see people follow us, and it was amazing what that did. And it was such a short-lived situation. I think we had about a shelf life of about 2 years. When we did break, we were a band before, but when we broke, it was about 2 years. And then after the shooting, it just disappeared. So when I went to England or go places and people Google my name, it comes up and Google as front man of Wonder Remains, shot 3 times, survives, and is recuperating. And we wish him all the best in his health in the coming future.
Sure.
That was how you will find my name on Google. So it's quite interesting that happened. So when I go to places, I don't say who I am. They go and people search me up, they're shocked by the story and glad that I've made it, you know.
So, Michael, all that new music is dropping tomorrow
on
all streaming services.
Correct.
We just really wish you favor and blessing on your journey of healing and in your ministry. And we believe that, you know, if you walk in the ways that God planned for you, that nothing can stop you. So we really pray blessing over you.
Thank you.
And someone asked you, where can they see you live, Michael?
Well, I have some good news. On the 11th of October, I will be launching Love and Liberty that I've been working on for 2 years now. I think it's almost a year and a half now.
The new stuff.
The new stuff, yes. I'll be performing by myself on the acoustic storyteller's style.
Oh, love that.
Yes, so I'll be telling stories. There'll be 2 sets. When you come and you purchase your ticket for 150 Rand per person, you'll get a lanyard that has a lot of information and a lot of access to what it is that I do, and you can follow and discover my music. Besides, and having said that, it also launches Naranja Media Group, which is a media thing that I'm busy doing to promote and develop local and international artist development programs. So I do those things too. I'm also working with a group called Zion.
Some of the music.
Well, they're really heavy music.
Yeah.
And they've asked me if I would be interested in maybe singing, and it started off with a 1-song collab, and now it's developed into a lot more, and that'll be sort of another project on the side that I'll be doing for quite a niche market that enjoys that music. But I'm really excited.
So they can go at Barcelona, Cafe Barcelona on the 11th.
Cafe Barcelona on the 11th of October. Next Friday, doors open, I believe, at 5:30 about. Show starts at 7.
Awesome.
So we'd love to have you guys there if you can make it.
Michael, thank you for coming in. Ons gaan uitspeel met een van Michael's songs, Destination Everywhere. Gaan check hom uit van môre af. Al sy musiek lekker op die streaming platforms. Nee, jy gaan moet wag tot môre nou as jy die liedjies wil hoor, hoor.
Nee, maar ek kan op social media gaan. Dit is al klaar daar.
You've got the lanyard, so you can poep poep.
Okay, net seker jy het genoeg data, want ek weet jy gaan hom op die fiets.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam, Dobie en Nina, 3 tot 6, net hier op die Groot Trek, op Groot FM 90.5.